Prologue. Midnight heard the rumors well before she laid eyes on the two women who'd entered the crowded room.
Lesbians.
The whispers traveled to their cage at the end faster than a freight train barreling down the tracks. Everyone knew that the gold standard for adoption was lesbians. The older cats talked about it all the time. If there was an adoption pecking order, it went something like lesbians, single women, gay men, young couples, families without other pets, and finally, as a last resort, families with young children. The large room with the bleak white walls that had seen better days housed rows of large cages. To Midnight, this wasn't the worst possible place to live, but perhaps not the best either. At least they separated the noisy dogs from the cats. They stacked cages on top of one another, and when the cats weren't napping, which admittedly was often, it could get very noisy. The overworked staff tried to keep up with cleaning out the litter boxes, but with that many cats and kittens, frankly, the place smelled. Midnight licked her paw, the kitten version of trying to remove that distasteful aroma. She'd had to use that nasty litter box 2 minutes ago. Still, if Midnight and her twin sister Onyx weren't adopted soon, they'd undoubtedly dump more kittens into their cage, making it overcrowded and unpleasant. Her litter mates, Ginger, Tux, and Sebastian, had taunted her and Onyx, reminding them that black cats never got adopted. All three had already gone to their forever homes. Midnight didn't care, because she'd spied the tail-pulling toddler and turned away, dragging Onyx to the back of the cage. No way did she want to live with some snotty little demon. The food dish was empty again, compliments of Onyx. The tiny, rotund kitten loved her food. Midnight didn't care. In fact, she understood. When the Good Samaritan had scooped up the motherless litter of five, they'd all been well past the point of starvation. It was a miracle the emaciated kittens had all survived. Food deprivation had a way of shaping a less confident kitten's psyche. Midnight didn't fall into that trap because once the nice woman had rescued them, Midnight knew they wouldn't starve. On the other hand, if Onyx did not stop hogging the food, that might be a distinct possibility. She'd have to have a kitten-to-kitten talk with her sister. Midnight rushed to her sister, who was sleeping peacefully in the corner on a fleece blanket the staff had provided. She smacked her on the head with her paw and whispered, "Get up! Hurry! Lesbians are on the prowl. Fluff your coat and get your furry butt to the edge of the cage." Onyx yawned, blinked her green eyes, and said, "What? Use your cute little chirping meow and get their attention. I'll stick my paw out through the cage. People love that. How do I look? Is my fur shiny?" Midnight asked. "You're beautiful," Onyx said. "You only say that because we're twins. Here they come. Do the chirping thing. You're better at that than me." Onyx called out in her practiced voice. "Oh, Mac, look at these two. They are absolutely precious. So fluffy. They're going to grow into beautiful cats. I had a black cat growing up. They are the best," the woman with flowing raven-colored hair said.
"Won't long-haired cats get tangled fur? Especially when they go outside and hunt for mice on the farm?"
the woman with short blonde locks replied.
"Remember, the primary reason to get a cat is to reduce the mouse population on the farm. Yes, we'll spoil them too, but
we'll brush them every day." "I'll brush them every day," she amended. Midnight wiggled her paw, reaching for Mac, who she figured might be the harder sell.
"He is awfully cute. It's like he's waving at me,"
Mac said with a smile.
Why do people always think black cats are males? Mac turns to the tired-looking guy who cleans their cages.
Can we pick them up?
He shrugged.
Sure, but Midnight and Onyx are females, so if you want males, we have other kittens you can look at.
Chirp again, Midnight directed.
Oh, that's the cutest little meow I think I've ever heard, the dark-haired woman said. I'll pick her up and see if we're fit. I want cuddlers. Mousers are great, but cats who cuddle are the best.
Midnight shifted her eyes to her sister, who apparently didn't need further instruction, as she started purring loud enough to rouse any of the older cats who hadn't bothered to wake up from their afternoon naps. When the skinny dude opened the cage and the woman picked her up, Onyx settled against her neck, purring loudly and giving a tiny lick for good measure. Not to be outdone, as soon as Mac brought Midnight out of the cage, she snuggled against the woman's neck and rubbed her furry face against her skin. While her purr was softer than Onyx, it was still a respectable volume for the women to notice.
Oh, Mac, I think these are the ones for us. I even like the names the shelter gave them. What do you think?
Mac kissed the top of Midnight's head.
All right, Carmen, I'm definitely sold. It would be cruel to break them up, right? It's a good thing one is bigger than the other, or we might not be able to tell them apart. Yours is a chunky little gal. Still adorable, though.
Carmen covered Onyx's little ears.
Don't tease her about her weight. She might get a complex. It could have been hard on them if they had to fend for themselves. I'd want to eat all the food placed in front of my face, too, if I had to fight for every morsel.
Exactly, Midnight thought.
Mac chuckled.
Presumably, they both had the same experience, and Midnight doesn't have a little pot belly. Just saying. I think mine is the athlete in the family, like me, she added with a wink.
Whatever. We'll both love them equally.
Yes, we will, Mac agreed. I just hope they're both good mousers.
Midnight would remember this day as a pivotal moment in their young lives. Still, another momentous occasion was on the horizon, and only the sisters' careful planning would set everything on the right track again.